So adjusting our posture and then adjusting our mind. So with the posture to be comfortable, but to also be putting a little bit of effort into keeping your spine straight so that you feel alert. So not putting any strain on your body, but just a little bit of effort in there so that your energy becomes engaged. And bringing your focus inwards. Remembering our bodhicitta intention, how we are responsible for the welfare of all sentient beings, how they're depending on us, even if we don't feel ready yet. We are the designated practitioners in our drunken ride through samsara. We're the ones that have this opportunity to look after others. So we really have to because they have no one else. Looking after our fellow Dharma brothers and sisters so that we can complete the journey to enlightenment, to be able to also look after all the sentient beings wherever they are. So, for the power of dependence, how we are going to do this, we have the most perfect, most extensive reference. Refuge. So taking refuge. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the dark as a Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharmas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharmas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the bodhisattvas of the ten bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy guru
Recalling the
forever.
definition of negative karma,
Any action that results in suffering, usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or
so the
aversion.
power of regret.
Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I've ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I've also been breaking my Pradhamoksha, Bodhisattva, and Tantric vows. Worst of all, I've created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body, and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. So, in this way, generating strong feelings of urgency and regret. So, we have our feelings of regret for whatever actions that we've been doing, how we've been communicating, how we've been relating to others, physical activities, mental activities, all these associated with the 10 non-virtuous actions, as well as all the minor ones. So, all of these. A healthy regret, recognizing we don't want to experience the result and how amazing we can actually do something about it. But then also, the thing that we should be most regretting is any breaking of samaya or connection with our guru. Not in a way of being judgmental of we're bad, but just that this is our lifeline from out of samsara, and we want to keep this really clear and pure. So any kind of ordinary thought about the guru, any negativity that comes up, or any difficulty that we've had, whether we've had a difficulty with connecting, not being able to go to teachings, some of these negativities we might have accrued in past lives, and so now we have obstacles in this life. So thinking that we're purifying that connection with our guru all the way from this life and on all past lives, so that it becomes incredibly strong, like a light from your heart to his, that is our beacon that lights our way through samsara. And to further focus our intention, remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now without even a second's delay by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. The power of dependence generating bodhicitta. But I'm not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, pretas, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do that, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So, above the crown of your head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, are Vajrasattva, father and mother. Vajrasattva is white, he has one face and two arms, sitting in the full lotus position. He holds a vajra in his right hand at his heart and a bell in his left, which rests in his lap. The wisdom mother, his consort Dorji Nima Karmo, embraces him, her legs encircling his body. She too is white and has one face and two arms. She holds a curved knife in her right hand and a skull cup in her left. They are both dressed in robes of heavenly silk and adorned by precious jewel ornaments. We can think of the robes as woven by the warp and weft of dependent arising of all of our merits and virtue, and they're the result of all the protection of the vows. They're different from ordinary robes because they the robes keep you warm when it's cold, cool when it's hot, and they pacify our mind. They are the container, the vows are the container for our mind, pacifying the raging fires of desire or anger. And Vajrasattva's robes are wafting in the energy or the breeze of his spiritual realizations. Their touch is blissful, just as a realization is blissful, the relief that we feel, the release from bondage. All of the jewels that Vajrasattva is adorned with represent the beautification of the six perfections. So the earrings twinkle with the joyfulness of the ears, happy to hear problems, the perfection of patience. The necklace represents the three types of generosity. The golden belt of unwavering enthusiasm, infinite, never-ending, joyous enthusiasm. And all the anklets and bracelets are how one is beautified by ethics, how by practicing the perfection of morality, we act like a Buddha, walk like a Buddha, all of our actions are like Vajrasattva. And the crown crowned by the five wisdoms, the five Buddha families, each jewel, an entire universe unto itself, presided over by the principal Buddha of that realm. So you can peek in your mind's eye and see an entire universe with that Buddha. And like looking in a mirror, it's infinite. It never runs out of space. Tinged with the color of the five wisdoms. One's red, one's green, one's yellow, blue, white. All the beings in those pure lands are practicing Mahayana most joyfully. And all of their energies are naturally associated with in the service of the Buddha Dharma. Bodhisattva, father and mother, both have a white om at their throat, at their crown, a red R at their throat, and a blue om at the heart. We can think, Vajrasattva is my root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces me and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify me and all others. And so in this way, your mind is transformed into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations on the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. And as a powerful stream of the white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland, you are cleansed of all sicknesses, spirit harms, negative karmas, and obscurations. The meaning of the mantra. You, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, bodhicitta, according to your pledge, samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up, but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations, and please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So, as we recite the mantra for the downward cleansing, the nectar flows from Vajrasattva, father and mother, through the crown of your head, washing down through you. So, this nectar, it's made of light. But it has the quality of blissfulness that flows through you, and pacification, like a ointment, or a balm that, as it purifies you, it brings great relief to your whole being. So as this nectar flows through you, purifying all of the coarse negativities that are washed out through all the lower openings and disappear into space. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anuratto Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutta Me Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Mantra Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Feel your whole body incredibly clean, clear, and radiant, filled with the nectar, sparkling with the colors of the five wisdoms. As we then do the upward purification, this time the nectar actually collects within your body. So as it flows down through the crown of your head from Vajrasattva, father and mother, you absorb this nectar, this incredibly fresh, clean, blissful feeling of purification of all of your aggregates, of all your, not just the coarse, but all the subtle negativities. As you absorb all of these qualities and the level of the nectar rises, all of the detritus and negativities rise to the surface and are pushed upwards and outwards. So any of the sticky, clinging negativities, they just have nowhere to go but out to be completely purified. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drido Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Moksha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridho Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Jitam Shriyam Guru Hoim Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridho Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Hoi Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Feel your whole being incredibly energized, filled with the blissful nectar. You absorb all of the qualities into every ounce of your being. Every single atom becomes radiant with the blissful white light and nectar tinged with the rainbows in the essence of all the five Buddha families, all the five wisdoms. And now, as we do the instantaneous cleansing with the continuous flashes of blissful light flowing into your crown, so the nectar as well, but also now just subtly shifting your focus to the light aspect of the nectar, illuminating your mind, the light tinged with the wisdoms, the five colors. Flowing into you again and again, illuminating your mind. And as the habitual kind of familiarity or strength with all of our negativities may flow in, even in the very next second, that same very next second, again, the flash of lightning through your crown, illuminating your mind, so that all of the karmic residue, all of those karmic habit patterns aren't just flushed away, but they disappear. They disappear into the wisdom realizing emptiness. Just like when you turn a light on in a dark room, the darkness isn't saved up and going somewhere else for later, it just disappears. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridho Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridho Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridho Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridho Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridho Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jrito Me Bhava Sutokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Jrito Me Bhava Sudokaya Me Bhava Supokaya Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Jitam Shriyam Kuru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tathagata Vajramame Mocha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahom Pe. And from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, O son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have been completely purified. Generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Guru Vajrasattva has said. Feel so happy that now the connection with our Guru, with Guru Vajrasattva, is clean and clear and incredibly strong. Feel how the sense of relief within your whole being of being purified and the blissful nature of being free of all those negativities, of sharing in the mind state and experience of Vajrasattva. And then our promise. Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain. So, at the very least, we can think we commit to be able to devote in thought and action to our guru of this life, to see our guru as Vajrasattva. To relate directly with Vajrasattva like this, we can all commit to this. And then for all of the day-to-day actions, then a realistic amount of time, and just stretch it by a tiny little bit. Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light, and this light dissolves into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. And contemplate. In emptiness, there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma. There is no negative karma created. Placing your mind in that emptiness for a little while, in this way, looking at all phenomena as empty, they do not exist from their own side. And with this awareness of emptiness, we can dedicate the merits while keeping this awareness as if we are relating with everything through Vajrasattva's eyes, with Vajrasattva's approach of this your wisdom realizing emptiness, that blissful feeling as your continuous awareness. Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty. By myself alone, which appears to be real, but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay. And may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes, never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works. And offering our practice in the form of light to His Holiness that absorbs into His heart, and he so joyously accepts becoming incredibly youthful and radiant and full of life and health. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. For the swift return of Lama Dzogchen Rinpoche, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable Venerable Guru, to you I make request. And for Geshe Zopa, Tenzin Zopa, leading a pilgrimage path through samsara, humble and courageously devoted heart son of Yogi Khonchog, guiding with Dharma delight at the perfect place and perfect time, please ripen sentient beings with your Dakini dance until the inseparable union.